The mumps outbreak continues to grow in the Puget Sound region. There are now 108 cases in King County. That's more than we've seen in the last 10 years. The virus typically is not deadly, but it causes flu-like symptoms and painful swelling of the salivary glands. Dr. Jeff Duchin is King County's health officer. He says health officials don't exactly know how this outbreak began.
Well, it's always challenging to know how a particular mumps outbreak get started for a couple of reasons. One is that many mumps cases don't come to our attention. They don't either seek medical care or they don't get tested and reported, or they have a asymptomatic or mild infection that doesn't appear to be mumps. And so for that reason, you can have transmission going on in the community through people who are not recognized to be mumps cases. So we don't have the answer as to how this particular outbreak got started, but it's likely the mumps virus is circulating both here and elsewhere in the country almost every day somewhere, and that our vaccination levels are high enough almost always to prevent outbreaks. But every so often, and maybe every 10 years or so, we do see increases in mumps all across the country. Many times they're in older students, like college-age students, and that's led us to be concerned that perhaps the vaccine-induced protection wanes a little bit with time, and that may be playing a role here.
I understand the vast majority of these cases of the mumps are in Auburn and some other cities in South King County. What happened there?
Well, it's gotten into the Auburn school district, and mumps spreads especially well in close communities like schools and camps and colleges. It spreads very effectively, just like the common cold does, through droplets when someone coughs or sneezes. And we're hoping that the break that's happening now, the winter break, will interrupt transmission to some degree. We'll see what happens when the kids come back in January.
Right. Well, Dr. Duchin, you mentioned vaccines, and many of those infected had their vaccines up to date, I understand. Why would they be getting infected?
That's exactly right. So the mumps vaccine is good, but it's not perfect. It protects approximately 88% of people who get two doses, and even in outbreak settings, it's been shown to protect up to 80%. But that does leave a minority of people who are vaccinated and are susceptible. And then there are people in the community, like adults, who may not have received two doses or any doses, perhaps, that can also help facilitate transmission. So the risk is much less if you're vaccinated, but because almost everyone is vaccinated, the cases that we see are those people who are vaccinated but remain susceptible, which is a small fraction of all the vaccinated folks.
Doctor, there is a segment of our population, some parents who don't get their kids vaccinated for the with the MMR vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella. Is there any role that that could have played here?
So we don't think that the unvaccinated are playing a large role in this or any of the other outbreaks that are happening across the country. Clearly, unvaccinated people are at higher risk for getting the disease and for spreading it to others. But because with this particular vaccine, even some people who are vaccinated remain susceptible, that alone can allow the disease to spread under certain circumstances.
Dr. Jeff Duchin is King County's health officer.